Healthy Relationship Foundation, Part 3.
Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen.
Right. As I've been thinking about these topics of all this, like, healthy relationship foundation section of this podcast recording or what you may have it, I have been like, what else can I say is a part of a healthy relationship foundation? And if you research it, there's a million things that you can say is really effective and part of a healthy relationship foundation. And in each relationship, the foundational blocks are all going to be unique to those individuals. So today is going to be the last version of this for now. And my choice is respect between trust, compromise, collaboration, and respect. Those are the four main communication styles, main thought process, you know, how the picture. I keep going back to pictures. If you think about your brain and how you are painting a picture of your relationship and how you view it, how you feel about it, what you think about it, the whole works, you have your own colors and your own images and your own thoughts on how it looks and feels and all of the other senses. Even energy-wise, you energetically show up in your relationship based on your own experiences and your own thought process. And your partner, maybe you're in alignment in some of the things, and maybe you see things with maybe a similar color, but the way it looks and feels and tastes and everything is going to be very different than you. And so it's important that when we're compromising and collaborating, we're giving our partner the opportunity and the space to have their own images and colors, and to allow them the space to share what their picture looks like. So when you're bringing the two pictures together, they're going to look, feel, and taste, and, you know, smell similar, but maybe not the same. And hopefully with strong communication, you can allow each other's perspectives and such into the foundation of the relationship. Respect. So when it comes to trust, we do have to offer respect to the other person in the relationship without even really thinking about it. You know, our trust is our respect for the individual. If we don't have respect for them, then our trust is not going to be given to them. And trust, respect, are two things that are energetic transfers. You can't see really trust or respect when you're feeling it or talking about it. Maybe a respectful thing to do would be hold the door open for your partner, which is really the respectful thing to do when you're walking through a threshold and there's other people around. Maybe trust means you do the trust activity where your person is standing behind you and you just trust that they're going to catch you and you fall back. That is a trust activity. You can clearly see the energetic flow of the trust in that situation. But there's sometimes in our relationships where we don't necessarily see the energetic flow of the respect or the trust. Something simple as, oh, Leia, she's in the background getting all cranky. Woman's on her period. What was I saying? Oh, the trust is like, or respect would be doing something extra for your partner that you wouldn't normally do, but not say anything about it. And there's a lot of things that we do each day that we don't necessarily think about before we, or when we're doing it. It's just habit. So for example, I love the bathroom being very particular. And this is where Matt respects my perspective and my picture and the colors I want it to be of the bathroom. The towels have to be hung up properly. The shower curtain has to be open. The toilet seat has to be closed and flushed. The sink has to be cleaned off and organized. You know, the dirty laundry has to be picked up. So for me every day, that's something. So there's two things to this. something I do every day is pick up the laundry of the whole family. You know, we all jump in the shower, we all get out of the shower, and we kind of step over everything. Typical for a family of five. So when we are, I'm doing that from a perspective of this is the painting of the picture I would like. However, if I didn't really particularly care about what the painting looked like, I still would pick up the laundry because that's the respectful thing to do as a family member. And that may not be something that Matt notices every single day that I'm picking up the laundry and being a part of the household and or being a part of the, you know, the way the family runs. And so these are little things that it's just automatic to be respectful, and it's automatic to trust that the other partner is going to do some sort of half or some sort of, you know, part of the living together and the relationship and the partnership and so on. So when we're stepping back and we're thinking about our partner and we're trying to understand how we're feeling in a relationship or how our picture looks like, it's very likely that part of the painting that you have is not part that your partner has, or vice versa. Your partner has a different picture, painting of how they're feeling respected or how they're trusting than you do. And a simple conversation of validating and appreciating each other is all it takes. A simple comment of, I appreciate you. Thank you for doing the dishes every day. Because I'm coming from a personal perspective here, the dishes and the trash are two things that I absolutely cannot stand doing. I pick up so much trash from these little kids, and the dishes are like, you know, after eating breakfast and lunch in the same house with five kid people, it's like, forget it. The dishes are full, and I hate the never-ending, endless monotony of life. I'm sure we all, there's other things that someone particularly hates, but he automatically does them. And for a long time, I had this like expectation that I'm taking care of the kids, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, so you have to do the dishes and the trash. There's no respect in that conversation. There's no respect. There's no appreciation. There's just an expectation of you're doing this whether you like it or not. And that is like completely dismissive of his thoughts and appreciation for him. And granted, as much as he hates them, he doesn't complain about it because he knows it's something that I absolutely cannot stand. That's a respectful thing for him to do. So for me to sit there and like draw over his painting and tell him how much, you know, he's not, the message is almost coming across like he's not worthy of appreciation, or that, you know, it's expected of him. And we get those sort of messages from school or from work, and those messages do not belong in our homes. You know, when you go to work, I expect you to do this because I'm paying you to do a job, and you are my, you know, you sit there and listen to me and your emotions don't matter. Oftentimes people work in jobs like that where their health and well-being is the last thing on the business, on the corporation's perspective. They want you to do what they need you to do. And if you ever need any time out, like, too bad, so sad, your loss, not mine. And that, at least that's my, a very significant amount of my experience has been not caring about me as an employee. But now I don't have that problem. And in my home, I most certainly do not have that problem because I take the time, and so does my partner. This is so much easier said than done, especially with mental illness or, you know, any type of life problem that impacts our relationships, whether it's an aging parent or a deadly diagnosis like cancer. These are all significant factors in the relationship foundation, and it can cause little ripples and cracks if each partner is not at the strong mental health point where they're taking control of their head trash and they're respecting themselves. If you are choosing not to respect yourself as a person and you're choosing to, you know, believe in all of the stories that you were told, or if you're choosing to be mistreated by people in your life, you're not choosing to respect yourself. And when you choose not to respect yourself, then your partner struggles with trying to manage the it's like putting too much on their plate in the realm of respect, and that's not fair, and it ripples, you know, cracks through the foundation. There are times in life where we do need extra support, and we do need extra love, respect, compromise, and collaboration from our partner to be able to help us through certain parts of it. You know, when I was diagnosed with PTSD and being a new mom, I had no idea what was wrong. I thought it was normal. I was redoing all the, you know, purple crying videos and the research on postpartum and anything else that came along with it. And I had no ability to see Matt and that, to see that there was, he was struggling too. It's zero ability. And he didn't say anything because he felt like his struggles were not nearly as important as mine. And he respected me a whole lot more than I gave him respect. It was like I was just so engulfed in this tiny human. And this is something that lots of parents go through. Lots of parents have, when a new tiny human comes into play, like you have this tiny little beating heart that you're responsible for, and no book or show or anything can teach you what you're about to experience and feel emotionally, everything. So in the realm of relationships and foundation and respect, this is a huge transition that I can super relate to, because I have three children. But so I apologize to anyone who either doesn't have children and may have another situation in their life that is causing ripple effects in the respect and the foundation of their relationship. So please do apply this to your relationship if this particular example doesn't work for you. So when I was so caught in my own head and so caught in my own, like, everything I was emotionally dealing with, your body, it's, you know, going through labor is like breaking every single bone in your body all at once. And when there's traumas that are related to birth as well, it brings a whole nother, again, a whole nother level of healing and ballgame to the situation. Healing, that is ultimately the point in this whole situation, the whole conversation, is when we are healing through. And every day we have to heal through stuff. And that's the importance of the strength of your own mindset and your own self-worth and self-respect. Because if you can't respect yourself, then you cannot lend that respect to the other people in your life. And in your partnership, that is the most trust. It should be the most trusting, respectful relationship you have. You are relying on that person to be there every single day, no matter what is going on. With that said, it is important that they can trust and respect that you will not beat them up, and vice versa. And I don't mean physically, I mean emotionally. If you are beating yourself up emotionally and you're, you know, not taking the time to put yourself first, if you're going through your day and you're like, I have 5 million things to do and self is not at the top of your list, the lack of respect for yourself and your partner and anything in your life will start to ripple through the foundation. So I am thankful for all of the listeners and the people that are giving me such amazing feedback on this podcast. The respect that goes into being positive and caring for yourself, and there's just so much good to come from all of this, and I'm so grateful. So like, comment, share, let me know what you think. There is a 30-minute a survey in the show notes where you can fill out a 30-minute session to see if working with me is something that you would enjoy doing. I look forward to hearing from you all, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.